So I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to kind of throw something together, kind of mad scientist looking or whatever for the show. Christy's like, you know what you ought to do? You ought to find a picture of Psy and print it out. Wear it as a mask. I was like, that would be so fucking awesome. But I don't think I had a picture of you I could have done that with. That would have been epic, though.
Oh, here you go.
I didn't have time to... I've totally... You asked me about costumes, and I was already not enthusiastic. And then I got busy, and I forgot. And then I remembered, like, while I was trying to get my computer going, I was like, oh, I should have done something, but fuck it. Oh, well.
Nah, it's all right.
I don't carve pumpkins, apparently, or wear costumes. So, apparently. Sorry.
Next year, I'll definitely be doing more pumpkins, and...
The pumpkin thing just took me totally by surprise.
Really?
You're like,
why?
You're like, let's carve pumpkins. And I'm like, yeah, and then we'll all get together and we'll crochet.
Carving pumpkins can be a manly thing, you bitch.
Next week, we're baking pies.
Still would have been funny. No.
What a douche. It's pretty funny.
You're listening to Group Therapy, episode 83. The worst sound ever. With your host, Optimus Gene.
Trying to cut back on my epicness.
Cyrus Martin.
Hell, maybe something's wrong with me.
Jay Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
And the warrior.
Cy called me a con artist. I had to defend myself.
And now, from onemanasylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Really? Wow. Welcome to Group Therapy on onemanasylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world of movies, video games, TV, and the web. I'm your host, Dr. E. Genius. Thank you very much. That's what it says. Hey, I've got the coat to back it up, bitch. We've got a good show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's somewhat of our Halloween episode, as you can tell. Granted, I'm the only one really showing it, but whatever. So, we're all hardworking stiffs. What do you expect? let me go ahead and introduce the rest of the crew coming to us, unfortunately from the home of the Rangers that just couldn't pull it out. We have Cyrus Martin, the guy who's always here to save my bacon. What's going on, dude?
Blow me.
See, here's the problem. They needed you on the team because you could have saved their bacon, right?
What?
All right. Coming to us from the future, we have Jay Red. What's going on, dude?
Oh, just sitting here enjoying myself.
All right.
On camera?
Yeah, I know. Wow.
What do you think? It's only a headshot.
Whoa. Boom, boom.
Oh,
ow.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez. And then coming to us from down the street, we have the warrior. What's going on, dude?
Not much. Another night.
Oh. Is everyone ready for Halloween, especially considering it's on a Monday freaking night?
Kind of.
I have a question, because Jay and I were talking about this a little bit before the show. Do y'all remember when we were young, like when Halloween fell on, like, on a Monday night and stuff? Do y'all remember them like saying, okay, I know Halloween's on a Monday night, but... everyone's going to go trick-or-treating, like, on Saturday night or Sunday night. Didn't they used to do that? Or is that...
They do that over here sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes. But well, this year they didn't.
Yeah, they're not doing that here. And I think it's because, like I was telling Jay, my conspiracy theory for it is that they're basically like, well, if it's Monday night and that's the night they're supposed to go, fewer people will go, or they'll go and they won't stay out as late and we won't have to deal with as much shit. So that's my theory behind it. So, but it just... if you've got kids, that sucks. You got to go take them trick or treating Monday night, and then they have to go back to school the next day.
That really sucks because you got to get home from work, get the kids, get them ready, go out, get them to sleep in time to go to school the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know who else it sucks for? It sucks for teachers. Why does it suck for teachers? Because even though you know there are rules saying that you're not supposed to be bringing all this candy and stuff to school, you know it's fucking happening. Tuesday, those kids are going to be bouncing off the walls. So, yeah, you know what? Fuck the powers that be. All right.
I will be thoroughly pissed off all day Tuesday. I guarantee it.
Just in general, not even for anything specific. He's just going to be pissed.
From candy wrappers and bullshit showed up in my classroom. Oh, I'll be pissed.
So, well, all right, gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk about what came out this week in media.
Media. Media.
I thought that's the song you were going for. I wasn't sure for a second. I was like, okay, that works.
It could be our theme for that. Actually, I can do.
Oh, Lord.
I could put the leg warmers on.
Oh, my. Yes, that's exactly what we need is for you and leg warmers.
Wow.
All right, this week in theaters, we have Anonymous, the story about Shakespeare being a fraud. I have seen I haven't really seen any commercials for this fucking movie. In time, I've been seeing quite a few commercials for. I've been seeing quite a few commercials for The Rum Diary as well. I'm hearing The Rum Diary is not bad. I'm not really hearing good things about In Time. And I have heard nothing about Anonymous or Johnny English Reborn. This weekend on Blu-ray, we had the Winnie the Pooh movie, Captain America, which is currently sitting my Netflix DVD movie sitting on my stand over there, waiting to be watched. I've already seen it, waiting to try to get Christy to watch it, hopefully tomorrow. And then Attack the Block. And Angry Grinch in the chat room said he watched Attack the Block last night and said it was really good. So
like a dance movie or something?
Yeah, it's a dance movie. You know, you say that, and now that I'm thinking, that does kind of sound like a dance movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Oh. Yes, but this thing... No, I ain't going to say that. Anyway, and then this week in games, we had some big games come out. The Kinect Sports Season 2, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, which I've actually seen the reviews on that have actually been really good. Dance Central 2, and... Battlefield 3 has been getting pretty good remarks, but I'm also hearing quite a few people are having some issues with it for different reasons. I think it's mainly on the PC side. Also, this week in games, we had Centipede and Infestation, Puss in Boots, The House of the Dead Overkill Extended Cut, and Dragon Ball Z... How the fuck do you say this? Ultimate Tenkaichi.
Ah!
Yeah, we'll go with that. No, it's not that. All right.
Bukkake.
No, anyway. So, Jay actually just watched, we were talking before the show, Jay actually just finished watching Captain America. He thought it was all right.
Is it Captain America or Captain of America?
It's Captain America. It's not Captain of America. But if you know him, it's just Cap. Anyway.
Cap.
So, Jay, what did you think of it?
It was all right. They could have did more with Hugo Weaving's character, Red Skull, but in some of the scenes, fight scenes are kind of really cheesetastic. But
the laser guns were a little too much for me. But
yeah, that was my son's bitch too. What's up with the fucking laser guns and everything? That and whenever he was flying the big old stealth bomber. And the little turret is shooting around, turn around shooting at Captain America. It just sounded so much like fucking Star Wars.
Well, I mean, come on. You've only got so many sound effects you can use, right?
I know, but the first thing that popped in my head is Star Wars. And that shouldn't be happening watching Captain
America. They had to make a Captain America movie. They did the best they could, okay? You know, it's Captain America.
It was
exactly. I mean, Captain America is not exactly like the most amazing character to have his own movie, but I've heard great reviews.
You're going to hurt Eugene's feelings if you keep talking.
It's a good movie.
Well, I'm about to buy it
right now because I'm sure Christy will be like, I don't know if I want to watch this or not. I'm like, no, you need to see it. Of course, she still hasn't seen Iron Man 2 yet, so I've got to get her caught up on that before The Avengers comes out.
Iron Man 2 is a lot better than Captain America. She should definitely see that.
If you're going to put them in order, I would say definitely Iron Man 1 and 2 are probably the top. And then you've got Thor, Captain America, and Hulk.
And I'm trying to think. Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
No.
Fuck that. I like the Hulk a lot.
Which Hulk? The old or the new? Because the new one was pretty good.
No, the new one. The old one is not in canon, doesn't count.
And it's still new ones.
I would put
new guys out back.
I would put the Ed Norton one ahead of Captain America and ahead of Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought you enjoyed Thor more than that.
I liked Thor. I wanted to like it a lot more than I did, you know. Mm-hmm. But Ed Norton is Ed Norton. Every time you watch the guy, it's amazing. I'm really pissed that he's not in the Avengers.
It thoroughly pisses me off.
So what do y'all think of the new? I mean, y'all have seen the trailer for the new one. What do y'all think when they show that one little scene? I think it looks fine, but I'm like you. I wish we still had him in there, but
yeah,
I think it's going to be okay without him.
That would be great. Man, that would be some awesome shit to have Robert Downey Jr., Ed Norton.
It would have been some awesome-ass shit if we still had what's-his-face playing Brody instead of Don Cheadle, but...
Oh, yeah.
I think Don Cheadle did an okay job, but the chemistry in that first movie was just great. I just can't believe they screwed him over like they did, so... Alrighty, let's go and take a look and see what comes out this coming week in theaters. Coming out this weekend was a very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
I want to see that. I do want to see that.
Okay, Puss in Boots and Tower Heist. Tower Heist, of course, being the movie that originally was going to come out so that you could see it early. That got canceled. We decided that was a good thing. Because that movie just looks like garbage to me. As for the Harold and Kumar, have you seen the other two movies?
The other two? Oh, no, I haven't. See, that's the thing. Okay. I haven't even seen them.
The second movie was just okay. It had some funny points. The first movie, I honestly did not really have high expectations. I laughed my ass off. You are going to love that first movie. It is so funny. Because it's completely out of left field. Like, all the shit that happens, you're just like, how did we get here? Because it's Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. That should be an easy objective, but it's not.
I think they've got a good cast for this new one, mm-hmm. and a good premise that they're totally making fun of 3D. Just like, it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It just, you know, everything is looking at it. It looks pretty cool.
So, yeah, that does look interesting to me. Plus, I love Neil Patrick Harris. He's fucking awesome. And he was
awesome.
He
loves you, too.
Is that who your costume is supposed to be? The doctor?
No, I wish I was Dr. Horrible. That would be awesome. Actually, he has that other type of lab coat that, like, flaps over and, like, buttons or whatever, so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I thought he was talking about Doogie Howser.
No. No, I'm not Doogie Howser. That's fun. That was funny when he did that Old Spice commercial a while back, though, as Doogie Howser. He's like, you know, I'm not a real doctor, but I played one on TV. So, this week on Blu-ray, next week on Blu-ray, we have Crazy Stupid Love, Cars 2, and Water for Elephants, which I'm sure my wife's going to want to see because it's got that guy in there, so whatever.
Water for Elephants?
Yes, it's a book. Next week in games, we have Lord of the Rings, The War for the North, GoldenEye, 007 Reloaded, which does look really interesting to me, Sonic Generations, NASCAR Unleashed, some other Kinect game, Adventure Camp or something like that, and then Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception on the PlayStation 3. Have y'all seen those Subway commercials where they're advertising with the character from the Uncharted game?
I think so.
It just looks so... I'm just like, really? Y'all are going to sell a shit... Like, everyone who has a PlayStation 3 fucking loves these games. Y'all really don't have to advertise with Subway. You know?
I honestly would really like to play the Uncharted games. I feel a little bit jealous.
There are a few
that's
games.
One of those franchises that I feel like that.
Well, see, I'd like to play God of War just because I like that fighting mechanic that I've played in some other games, and they're like, well, this is kind of one that did it first and really kind of did it some of the best. So, you know, we're not complete haters on the PlayStation. We just don't want to have to buy a fucking system to play the games. That's all. You know.
Well, yeah, you can count the games that we feel this way about one hand.
Yeah. All right, so that's what has come out and is coming out on in media. Let's go ahead and take a look at the the fall and winter movie game.
I knew you were gonna do it.
I know, I can't help it. Fall and winter movie game.
Damn it.
Alrighty, what's wrong?
I've got a fucking commercial showing up on mine.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Bitch, I hate that shit.
All right, so let's take a look at the top movies. We actually have 10 movies to fill out our bid now. Coming in at number 10, Texas Killing Field. Purchased for 12 points. Now, I actually have the thing pulled up here, so I can tell you who purchased...
12 points?
Yes, I can tell you who purchased what and for how much. So let's see here. I mean, I already know the answer to this one, but this one was purchased by Tex-Mex. It has made $22,000. That's not million. Shit. I'm not stubborn. I'm not having a, you know, brain aneurysm. $22,000 is all this movie has made.
It hasn't even sold a truck yet.
No, it hasn't. Barely.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, didn't MacGruber make more than that?
Oh, yes. MacGruber made $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming at number 9, we have Margin Call. That was purchased by, let's see here, that was by me. And that one has made $500,000, at least. For 3 points, though. At least I only spent 3 points on that one. Yeah, number 8, bad. Johnny English Reborn, 3 points, has made almost $4 million. Who owns Johnny English? That one is Cyrus. The Big Year comes in at number 7 for 8 points, grossing $4 million. Let's see here. The Big Year. Who had that one? That was me. You. That was my other movie for $4 million. The Three Musketeers brought in $8 million. That was the first movie on the list that Jay owns. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Our top 5 movies, The Thing for 20 points was The Thing. That was Tex-Mex bringing in $14 million. The Ides of March for 10 points.
Wow.
That's Cyrus at $29 million. Footloose purchased by... who had Footloose?
I think I did.
Yeah. Rudy had Footloose for $30 million. Paranormal Activity 3 for Cyrus with $54 million for 24 points. And Real Steel, 17 points, at $67 million. Thus far, the best, like, the pound for pound, the most money that you can make on a movie that has come out was actually Footloose was the best buy, followed closely by Real Steel. Were 7 points for Footloose. It was basically $4 million per point, and then $3.9 million for Real Steel. So, all right, that brings us to our top 10 players. We have a tie for 9th place between Big Kev and The Warrior, both at $30 million for their teams. At number 8, Chris Buford with $67 million. At number 7, we have Ebsy with $71 million. At number 6, Adam T with $84 million. Our top 5 comes in at number 5, Mom, 1124 at $96 million. A16 at number 4 with $105 million. Miyavi Yu on the board at number 3 with $106 million. And then a big jump up to number 2, we have Cyrus Martin with $154 million, down one spot, bringing Tough Customer to the number 1 spot with $160 million. So let's take a look to see how the guys who are on the web, you know, on the podcast are faring. I'm in 5th place with $4 million. Jay's in 2nd place with $8 million. Tex-Mex is in 3rd with $14 million. The Warrior is in 2nd place with $30 million. And then there's a little bit of a gap between Cyrus, who has $154 million.
Now, you must keep this in perspective.
Cyrus
did buy a lot of movies in the beginning.
That's true. But what I'm trying to point out here is my movies don't hit until, like, after Christmas, really. Those are when my big movies come out. So until then, Cy's probably going to have a good $150 to $200 million lead on me the entire time.
Yeah, but I got Twilight, which can easily make $150 million.
Oh, yeah. Twilight's going to be insane when it
comes. Yeah, it could be an ass load of money, so...
Yeah, so, Twilight is the one to watch.
Yeah,
he won't be getting any of my money, but
it's not going to need your money. I'll be honest with you.
That's pretty ironic.
So, wouldn't it suck if, like, the day before it comes out, some story gets leaked about how that guy that plays the vampire is actually like a child rapist or something? Wouldn't that be horrible?
Thought you were going to say...
More people might actually go watch it then.
I was going to say, that might happen. Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, one of those guys dies, and then, like, all the fucking little, you know, tweeners are like, oh, we have to go see his last appearance and watch the movie. It, like, fucking knocked Batman out.
You know, really, I think Cy chose the only scenario that might actually, like, slow it down.
I got another one that's better.
Well, if they came across one of them was gay, then it would capture another crowd.
That was the other one.
Well, yeah, it would capture another crowd. That'd be even worse for us. I know,
but not if it's the wolf boy. If the wolf boy turns out to be gay, all the chicks won't watch. They'll be pissed.
No, they won't believe it. Bullshit. They wouldn't.
You know
believe
what? And that's probably what will happen. What is the deal with that? Like, when guys hear that a really hot chick is a lesbian, it's like,
hell yeah, no.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, well, I won't be getting into that. Maybe I can see some of that action, but you know, whatever. When a woman finds out a really hot guy is gay, it's like, no, I can turn him.
Bullshit.
I can say no. He's gay. Just leave him alone. He's fine. Go shopping with him. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So. Anyway, all right, so let's go ahead and talk about what's new in the news.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That should be what we all do when we come back from the video. Ooh.
Ooh. Eugene, you remember the sound that wildebeest or antelope made?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's the sound you just made.
No, that is not the sound I just made. All right, so Rudy's bringing this up. We were, before when we went into break, we're all like, ooh, that's the sound we should make. And Rudy thinks it sounds like, ooh.
Okay.
Let me tell you what this sound effect is.
Hang on, everybody. Hang on. Could you do that one more time?
Thank you. Let me tell you what this sound effect is. That sound effect is the sound that a full-grown deer makes as it's being.
I have a new ringtone for you.
As it's being eaten alive by a Komodo dragon. Rudy and I were fucking watching this on an animal special. We're like, that is the most horrendously haunting sound I've ever seen. Because literally, this deer's on its side. It's like intestines are in the gut, you know, in the mouth of this Komodo dragon. And every time the Komodo dragon either bites down or like moves its head, the thing's just like, and I'm just like, fucking die, die.
That was pretty awful.
And how long did you watch before you changed?
You were just.
It was like a train wreck.
It was a train wreck. You could not change the remote. You're just like, I can't stop.
I do believe Aaron was there also. I think we're all pretty mesmerized.
That'd be a funny scene for a movie.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Like you show that, and then you show the guys watching when they got their remote in the hand, but they're like,
yeah, actually that would.
Close up on the remote. The remote's not, you know, and then like, ooh, and then the remote, and then their faces, you know. It'd be awesome.
Close up of the deer's eyes. Close up the Komodo dragon's eyes. Close up my eyes. I have to stop.
And as you're watching, like, one of you accidentally just, like, lets it loose, just, you know.
This reminds me of, in my environmental science classes, I like to show a little series of videos from time to time. It's called The World's Most Amazing Events. It's put out by BBC. It is absolutely horrendous. Some of the most heartbreaking shit that could ever happen to an animal, especially baby animals. It's on camera, and they spare nothing. And, like, when I show these things in class, there's always multitudes of children that are bawling their eyes out by the end of class.
Why do you do this?
It's high school at its best. It's great.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, you have to give us an example. This is our Halloween episode, so we can be gross. Give us an example.
Well, you know, like one of the simple things they start off with is this poor little elephant. You know, it's following its.
Oh no, I like herd. Elephants. You can't say that. No.
Well, here you go. The poor little elephant. It's following its herd, and you know, eventually it's trekking this long distance, and you know, it's tired and it's hungry and it's thirsty, and the only thing it can do to keep up with its mother is hold on to its mother's tail with its little trunk, and then the terrible dust storm comes along and it has to let go of the mother's tail, and by the time the dust storm clears, it's a little bit lost. So it follows its mother's footsteps, but unfortunately it follows her footsteps in the wrong direction and it wanders off and starves to death. The next scene is a like, you know, wildebeest and shit like that, and lions chasing them, and Well, needless to say, the small, weak one gets caught, and yeah, it spares nothing.
I'm waiting for the bad part. You're a sadistic man, and you're even worse.
Well, it shows it all. It's pretty awful.
I'm just trying to figure out the educational application of this.
Actually, that was part of watching biomes and looking at, you know.
After the video is over, Rudy literally walks over, hits the stop button on the DVD player, pauses for a second, looks at the kids, and goes, "Life is a bitch, and then you die." Class dismissed. And the bell rings.
No, we're studying biomes and ecosystems, and yeah.
So there's probably a different way you could do that. I'm guessing.
No, that's how he keeps his kids in line.
No, it's pretty.
Chosen those videos. You better sit down, shut the fuck up, or I'm showing you more.
I usually start my classes off walking in with a milk crate, and I sit it down in the middle of class. And I stand up. I said, "Work well, and you will be treated well. Work badly, and you will die."
You die.
Sorry. Great.
Very nice. Very nice.
Awesome. All right. Let's talk about some of the big news.
You are a sadistic motherfucker, by the way.
Absolutely. Okay. He also teaches, like when he was teaching environmental science, he was sitting there like, and of course I helped him with this shit. Like, kids are like, is Coach Stevens messing with this? Is there really such a thing as a planet killer asteroid? I'm like, yes. Duh. You mean we could all die? Yeah. I said, did Coach Stevens tell you that NASA only has enough money to monitor 10% of the sky? That's it. 90% of the sky? Shit could be hurtling at us right now. We'd never see it. It's like basically walking out in front of a bus. You'll never see it coming. Coach, Mr. Stevens, that's not cool. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Type up a Word document.
It's good times.
Tell your moms to leave tell your mom and dad to get out of the fucking tea party. All right, goodbye.
All right, here we go. So the first story for the evening is actually it's two different stories I crammed together about the Farrelly brothers. The first one up is we actually now have pictures of what our new Three Stooges are going to look like. The Three Stooges is set to release April 1st, 2012. It stars Will Sasso, Sean Hayes, and Chris... How the fuck do you say his name? Diamantolop... I don't fucking know. Anyway, it's these three guys. From the picture, Mo looks all right. I think they picked the right guy to play Curly. I don't know about Larry. Larry's still questionable. Basically, the story for this is going to be, it's going to play like a bunch of their old, like, you know, the shorts that we used to watch as kids, kind of strung together to make a big movie. They start off the movie trying to save the orphanage in which they were raised, and then they somehow stumble into being into a murder mystery, and then somehow or another they end up on a reality TV show.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is going to
be like the Scooby-Doo movie.
Sounds like a train wreck.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
This is sounding bad. The reality TV show just got it right there, I'm afraid.
I'm honestly going to hold judgment until I see ads for this thing.
You know what, Eugene? You cut these people way too much slack. You know? If they don't do it, look, I'm not somebody that loves to just criticize the shit out of everything, you know? I have a hard time with criticism, but if something's going to suck, it's going to suck. And this is an abomination. They should never have done this.
I agree. I don't think they should have brought it back either. But because they have, I'm going to give it a benefit of a doubt and just see.
Well, I understand. I would do the same, and I have, up until you told me that. Now I think I've heard everything I need to hear.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
The other part of the news is now that the Farrelly brothers are, you know, hard at work, they've got this going, it comes out in April, they're in talks to try, they're trying to find writers right now so that they want to do an official, a true Dumb and Dumber Part 2.
Did you say official?
Yes, official. official, boy. They want to do an official Dumb and Dumber 2. Did y'all see When Harry Met Lloyd? I didn't even bother.
No.
Yes.
How was it? Was it as bad as I've heard?
Fucking terrible.
That's what I've heard. Now I'm like, God, really? Y'all want to do another Dumb and Dumber? But they're like, we want to get Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels back. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to watch this movie.
That's the only way I would buy in. Only way.
So, and it appears something has frozen up. So much for Chrome being much better than Firefox. Anyway, I hope we're still broadcasting. I know we're still recording. There we go. So what do y'all think? Would y'all be willing to check out a Dumb and Dumber 2 movie if they got the guys back?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody would watch that. It'd be huge.
See, I don't think Jeff Daniels would be the hard one to get back. I think Jim Carrey, after if he steps back and evaluates how his career is going now, I think he'd probably be like, this may get me back into the spotlight. Because right now it's like, look, I'm doing an animated movie with, you know, dancing penguins. Really?
I don't think that you understand Jeff Daniels very well. I've seen a lot of interviews with him. Mm-hmm. He's a classical, like, Shakespearean actor.
Yes, and that's...
You know, he's done a shitload of really, really highbrow shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He's got all the credentials in the world for that. He loves doing goofy shit once in a while.
Okay, then...
And Dumb and Dumber, he's said... was one of the best experiences he's ever had. If Jim Carrey asked him to do it, he would do it. I guarantee you.
They had a, they had him do an interview for a local radio station, and because he travels around and sings music and does shit like that, and he had stopped in and did a interview, and he even said then that if they offered to do another Dumb and Dumber movie, he'd do it in a heartbeat. He just had so much fun doing the movie. The original movie, he loved it. He'd do another one in a heartbeat.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if that movie fucking comes out, I don't care what time of year, I will have to go see that in theaters because
yes,
Dumb and Dumber was still one of the best fucking comedies ever, man. That movie is just so funny.
About another Ace Ventura?
I see the second.
I don't know.
I thought kind of killed it for me.
I don't know about that.
I think like there's certain the first movies.
I think there's certain movies out there that if you made a sequel to, they have such a cult following, you know, that they would just, everybody would go see it. Like, you do a sequel to Dumb and Dumber, Office Space, you know, The Big Lebowski, you know, a sequel.
Office Space, yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. You would just be like, oh, fuck, I have to watch this, you know. Sight unseen. You don't need to know anything about it.
Well, as long as you know the same guys are coming back. Because, like, when I first heard that they were doing the prequel to Dumb and Dumber, I'm like, okay, this could be interesting. They're like, but it's not going to have the guys. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, it was terrible. They did a prequel to our not. I don't know if it's a prequel. I only caught part of it, and what I watched was terrible. But it was it had to be a prequel. It was Ace Ventura as a kid.
Yes, I saw the ads for that.
I watched part of it. My daughter got it at the library, and it was terrible.
Yeah. What about the mask? What about the mask too?
Oh my god! I completely forgot about that.
That was ass.
Of course, nothing can be as bad when you brought up, you know, Gremlins 2, something I had managed to lock away into my subconscious, and then you like forced that door open on me.
Oh, what's your problem with Gremlins 2?
That movie is like,
awful.
That movie was not, I mean, to call that movie awful is insulting to awful movies.
Yes, like, that movie was an abomination.
What, like, halfway through that movie, they just said, fuck you to the executive producers and just decided to tank it on purpose. I mean, they were just like, fuck this. We're going to ruin this movie.
You couldn't get behind Gizmo dressed up as fucking Rambo using the whiteout and paperclip, the rubber band.
When John Wayne starts talking, and when Hulk Hogan turns around in the middle of a movie theater and tells everybody to be quiet, I think that was the two moments when I realized that this was not going to be good. And then they stopped. Remember, the movie stops because the gremlins tear the film up. You know? It was so fucking cheesy. It was like... Oh, this is really happening. I remember being a kid watching Gremlins 2 and being pissed, you know? And if you're a kid and you're pissed, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know who the movie's for, you know? I mean, who's this movie for?
Oh, that's movie magic right there.
Shit. All right, so we're not sold on the Three Stooges. Probably not going to be sold on the Three Stooges. Would be sold on a Dumb and Dumber 2. All right. Let's take a look at our next story up, and that is so Netflix came out and had their quarterly report, and they lost a few people. They lost 800,000 people, subscribers. This is the first loss for, you know, a quarterly report since the company has been open. And that's been like 10 years. In the previous quarters leading up to this last one, they were still getting 2 to 3 million subscriber increases. So they've just continuously kept going up, and they had a step back. Now, a couple of things that they wanted to say was, yes, we came out, we changed the pricing, and, you know, a lot of people jumped ship then. And actually, from what they've said, the majority of this 800,000 people, that's when it happened, was when they changed the pricing on it. Then, of course, they had the Quickster misstep, and a lot of people were like, well, see, that's why a lot of people got fed up with that bullshit idea and left. Actually, no. A very small fraction of that 800,000 people was because of Quickster. The rest of it was because a lot of people just went, you know, I've got the disc sitting there. I never watch them. I'm just gonna cut out. You know, I'm not gonna worry about doing it. Or they're gonna do like Cy said, you know, do Redbox, or, you know, there's some other alternatives out there now. Now let me point this out. They are expanding to Great Britain and Ireland. They are expanding to Great Britain and Ireland. And now here's what I don't understand. They have almost 24 million users. They lost 800,000. That's what? 4% maybe?
Well, think about it like this. They were adding how many,
they were adding, users? Yes.
So they not only didn't add all those that they should have, they lost some. So,
okay. But looking at a loss of roughly maybe 4% of your company. Okay. And they keep working to get more and more companies on board. Like, next year they're going to be doing some really awesome stuff. They're losing stars, but according to them, that was only 6% of their viewership anyway. They're making some big deals with HBO and some of the cable companies and stuff. But their stock dropped 27%. Let me just tell you, the fucking stock market is just bullshit all the way around, you know? Because, let's see, Apple announces, you know, before they announced the iPhone 4, well, they thought was the 5, before they announced the iPhone 4, the stock, of course, goes way up. And then as soon as they announce it, then it drops. What? Let's see, how many of those fucking phones did they sell? Oh, yeah, they sold 4 million phones, the most they've ever sold, you know, immediately after. But the stock went down. That's what I'm telling you. Wall Street is bullshit.
Yes,
so,
agreed.
You know, power to those people who are sitting in.
How much is Netflix stock right now, anyway?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I didn't check that out.
Because, shit, if I had some money to put into it, I'd still put money into Netflix. Shit,
see,
yeah.
That's how these rich people get richer. Because they watch the stock market, and they wait for something bullshit to happen, and buy a shitload of stock, and then as soon as it goes up, sell it, and just turn over shitloads of money over and over and over.
Well, I've always heard you sell on the rumor and buy on... You know, buy on the release.
Well, we just sell on.
What is it? Buy on the rumor, sell on the news, or something
no,
like that.
Sell on the rumor because that's when the stock is going up.
Buy on the rumor.
Sell on the rumor.
No, you sell whenever you sell on the rumor.
Yes, you sell on the rumor because the rumor is when it's at its most.
But when they release is when it goes down.
Is when it goes down. That's when you want to buy.
So that's when you'd buy.
Yes.
But that's
yes.
when you buy.
Yes.
So you sell on the rumor.
Yes. That's what I fuck.
But
anyway.
But the rumor.
Shut up.
Who gives a fuck?
Anyway. Anyway, looking at their overall numbers, they have 23.79 million users. Only 2.34 million are DVD only. The rest of those members are streaming. So I think that's why they decided the whole Flixster thing wasn't a good idea, because they're like, okay, we're just going to go Flixster and be like, well, I mean, it's going to affect a lot more than just 3 million, but we're only going to be shedding 3 million customers. That doesn't really make sense.
Let me explain to you why I would have been better at making this decision than Netflix. Here you go. If I was Netflix before I made any of these insane decisions, I would put out some type of survey amongst my customers to find out who would do what. At least they would have at least a frigging clue that the majority of their customers are streaming dependent. I mean, because that's been true the whole time. The majority of their customers are streaming dependent. That's what most people are paying their money for. That's what they value more than anything. They value the streaming a hell of a lot more than the discs. That's most of the people they retained anyway. Would they have not done better just saying, okay, well, you know, inflation, we're going to give you both services, but we're going to go up $2 on top of the, what was it, $8 or $9 that we were being charged monthly anyway. They probably wouldn't have lost, anybody, you know what I'm saying, and still made more money, which was what they were after to begin with, right?
Well, they initially were trying to say they wanted to split it up so that the problem that they were having was a lot of people were like, well, you know, we want to get paid for both the DVD and for the digital release of it. And they were like, well, we don't know how many people are actually using just the rental service. We're not sure how many people are actually just streaming. If
survey.
They just have it.
Survey.
Yeah, survey would have helped, but I mean.
Survey would have helped immensely. It would have been great.
Granted, I would have been like, I use both, so.
Well, you would have been one of those. But honestly, I know two or three people at school, two or three teachers that have said, oh, well, they've dropped Netflix. Well, why did you drop Netflix? Well, because I never really was watching the DVDs, and, well, that's about it. It, you know, the price change kind of pissed me off, and I'm not going to have both. Okay, well, you know, had they surveyed these people and found out, well, shit, you know, you could just charge them a couple more dollars, and they probably would have stayed with you. You know, anyhow, I'm sorry. It's ignorant as shit to me.
Hell, I had the DVD service since March when I signed up. Didn't realize it until September that I even had this, until they sent me an email saying that my DVD service would be going up.
Really?
Unless I wanted to change it. I didn't even know I had it.
Yeah.
And then my daughter ordered, got on, she's watching Netflix on the laptop and clicked the DVD she wanted to see and they sent it to us. If that shit would have never happened, I wouldn't even know we fucking had the DVD service.
Yeah.
That just shows how much, you know.
I mean, seriously, this life.
I was really into work or using it.
Ugh. Netflix is sitting on the biggest fucking golden goose and egg. I mean.
As long as everyone's willing to play ball with them, that's the problem.
Well, there's a shit ton of people playing ball with them.
Oh, yeah, they're getting more people to play ball with them, you're right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I told you about all the BBC and Discovery shit that just popped up on the other day. I mean, Netflix like doubled in value to me the other day.
What kind of sports are we talking about?
Don't follow him down this rabbit hole. Don't follow him down this rabbit hole. All right. So let's go.
Play ball.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next story. This just seems weird to me all the way around. Sony wants Aaron Sorkin to write the Steve Jobs biopic, all right? Sony, I'm going to stress this again, Sony obtained the rights to Walter Isaacson's Jobs biography that just came out last week and was like a number one seller on, Amazon and everything else. Sony is trying to get Sorkin to write the movie adaptation. Sorkin was a friend of Jobs and has adapted other movies for people in the tech industry. Most notably, the last one was The Social Network. Let me throw my two cents on this. Okay, number one, how the hell did Sony get the rights to the Steve Jobs biopic? I understand Sony is a conglomeration of several different entities, but Sony computers and Apple computers, no likey. They kind of kicked Sony's ass. And let's see, how many other things has Sony created that Apple's just slaughtered them on? You know, Sony was all about the Walkman. Well, so much for that. The iPad, you know, the iPod pretty much decimated that. They've had several e-readers, and the iPads, you know, destroyed them on those.
I'm guessing they had a bidding war, and Sony wanted to be the ones that made the movie that shows Steve Jobs to be the asshole that apparently he was.
That's my other point to this, is they want Aaron Sorkin to write this. Now, Aaron Sorkin, of course, is going to write stuff that is not always in the best light. I mean, if you watch The Social Network, you know it definitely portrays everyone in that movie not in the best light, which is fine, because Steve Jobs specifically said in his biography, I want you to show the good with the bad. I don't want this to be a whitewash. Which good for him, you know, good to him on that. But if I'm going to go watch a movie about Steve Jobs, I want this to be a movie about Steve Jobs. I don't want this to be Aaron Sorkin's idea of Steve Jobs. Because, you know, if you actually watch the movie, The Social Network, yeah, a lot of the stuff in there is true, but a lot of it is just made up because, in his own words, it's good movie. It's good
movie. Every one of those, like, biopic movies are like that, though. I mean,
true, you know, but his tend to be a little bit more, we're just going to change this up because it sounds better. Like, just kind of more, this is how I'm feeling today.
A little fantastic.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen Nixon or JFK or...
seen JFK. It's been a while. I don't think I've ever seen Nixon.
Yeah. You never seen Nixon? Really?
I don't think I have. I've seen Frost Nixon, which was a very good movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. What are your thoughts, Cy?
Well, first of all, who would play Steve Jobs? Who's going to be the actor to take on that role? Who do you think?
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
I think everyone was thinking, what's his name, who's in that show Falling Skies that played him in Pirates of Silicon Valley. What's his name? Y'all keep talking. I'll find his name.
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jack Black.
Hugh Jackman, there.
Yeah, Jack Black. Jack Black is... fuck y'all.
Hey, Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart wouldn't be a bad one. Patrick Stewart's a hell of an actor.
He's yeah, but not a Steve old, Jobs.
Though. William Shatner.
Well, I mean,
I'm Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he could be a Steve Jobs later on in the movie. I mean, obviously, you know, for his earlier years. I mean, shit, I'd have to see another picture of Steve Jobs in his earlier years because he looked a hell of a lot different than when he did. You know,
right late at the end. In his career.
Yeah,
Noah Wiley.
Noel Wiley
originally played him
from
in
ER.
Originally played him as Steve Jobs in that Pirates of Silicon Valley movie and did a hell of a job. So, okay. I guess I could see him in there. That's actually a good question. Who would play him?
But this is somebody. If you do a movie about Steve Jobs, the actor that plays Steve Jobs has to be a headline actor. You have to have an A-list actor. Who's going to do this? So,
because you know, whoever it is going to be like, let's see, what's his face rode The Social Network all the way to an Oscar. And they're talking about doing a Steve Jobs movie? This may be my shot.
Michael Clark Duncan.
well, he could play the Kingpin.
Well, yeah, they changed the color of the Kingpin and Nick Fury, so they could change Steve Jobs to a black guy.
I'm thinking it. This seems to me like the kind of role that you've got a big actor who wants to make a point that they can act would take. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who's been in. No. I'm somebody young. Somebody younger who's been in some big movies, but is not really 100% taken seriously. You know, like maybe the guy that plays Captain America. You know, maybe somebody like that.
Really?
Maybe somebody that's. Yeah, somebody trying to make a name for themselves, change the perspective of who they are.
I would shoot myself if that little douchebag from Transformers got it.
You know, that's somebody.
My God.
I mean, seriously, that's somebody I could see mainstream media and be like, oh, hell yeah, great. I might shoot myself if that little douchebag got it.
You know what, though? In all seriousness, that's the kind of person I'm talking about that.
Well, yeah, I could see him getting it all the way, but it would really piss me off sincerely.
Yeah, but you know what would end up happening is he'd end up getting the role, and you'd be like, "Oh, this is gonna be fucking horrible," and you'd watch it, and you'd be like, "Wow, he can act! Yeah. Wow,
yeah,
maybe he just needed the right direction."
One of the guys from Twilight. No, neither one of them really could pull. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, of course, they could pull it off. That's why they'd do it.
Okay. Oh man. All right, so
they can't pull off the roles they're doing now. And they keep making the movies.
But look, who cares? It's fucking Twilight. The material's garbage anyway. What you know?
Hey, what about the kids from Harry? What about the kids from Harry Potter?
He's English. Maybe.
I don't know. Can he lose the accent?
Steve Jobs could be British.
You have
Daniel Radcliffe.
You got to take the accent out. I mean, because really, the really good actors, man, they can just squash the
accent. I was going to say, yeah, he's absolutely right. Because how many actors are, when you see him on TV, you're like, oh, he's a really good actor. And then when you see him off, you're like, he's British? Holy shit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. But that dude, I don't think he can act. Like, he's good as Harry Potter, but... You know, Mark Hamill was good as Skywalker. You know,
but there's your point right there. We don't think he can act. He's not really taken seriously as anybody but Harry Potter. And unless he does something different, he never will be. I mean, seriously.
Well, he just did that horror movie, "Woman in the Black Dress" or something like that.
Yeah, which you're the only person here that knows about that. Exactly.
I was going to say I have not heard of this movie.
And go look up the trailer. It actually looks pretty good.
Really?
It might be, but again, it's kind of like
what I
said.
You're right. You're right. That's the kind of person that I'm talking about. Somebody where everybody goes, what?
He is typecast for the rest of his life right now.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's the kind of person he'll ever want
still.
So actually, Rudy actually brought up two people that fit that bill, Shia LaBeouf and
Rudy,
I'm kind of like you, Si. I think maybe someone like Chris Pine or someone might be like, this might be my shot to really... What about that guy that... Oh shit! He was just in that movie where he takes the pill and becomes super smart.
Oh, you know, that's a good point too. Your wife should know this.
Yeah, Christy, the guy he was in The Hangover. You don't like him now because he's sleeping with one chick that you don't like. I don't remember the guy's name.
Man, I can't believe I can't remember his name either. It just slipped out of my mind.
We'll think of it in a second.
I could ask my wife. She'll know. She'll know in a heartbeat.
Oh, shit. I can't. If I remember the name of it, hold on. I've already got IMDb pulled up, I think. Let's see here. Yes, I am looking up stuff on the internet live.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper. Who we all go, how would that work? And that might be exact. That's exactly the kind of actor we're talking about.
Yep.
Yep. Although I think Bradley Cooper may have established himself by now, because he's done some pretty cool stuff that's not just like, hey, I'm, you know, a movie star, you know, like,
Well, he did play Satan in one movie.
He played what?
They just shot a film where he was, played Satan.
Okay.
Again.
Well, he was in Bangkok, so close enough. All right. Moving on, this is so, I don't know if I want to call it bittersweet, but this is, HBO is picking up the Dark Tower TV series.
Supposedly. We'll see.
They're kind of pretty much said they're locked in on it. There's some more stuff came out, but you're right. They haven't 100% committed. The other part to it is we still don't have anyone picking up the movies. So we've talked about this story several times on the show. The Dark Tower, of course, is the magnum opus from Stephen King. It's his 7-part, which there's supposed to be an 8th book coming out, but it's his 7-part book that it takes place in this extremely dark, twisted world, and I freaking love it. And I've been reading all the other books that kind of tie into it. Which, by the way, I'm still stopped after, I still have not finished the Wolves of Kali yet. I'm going through and collecting a bunch of other stuff, which, by the way, if you haven't read, The Eyes of the Dragon, it's just kind of a one-shot, simple story, and it was actually really good, and it talks about the beginnings of Randall Flagg. So. It's actually pretty good. My review for it comes out this week. Anyway, we had talked about this. They were talking about turning this into 3 movies with 2 TV series that are going to bridge the 3 movies. No one was willing to touch it because of the price tag. Well, HBO said, look, if y'all do this, we will take care of the TV series. And I have to say, cha-ching. If anyone can fucking pull off that book as a TV series, it's going to be HBO. I know AMC is getting really good at doing some dark, twisted shit. I've been watching the show with Christy on FX called, American Horror Story, and it's really fucked up. So I was halfway thinking maybe if FX picked it up, but if HBO does it, they're the ones that are going to be able to pull this off.
Surprisingly, ain't too scary for you.
Screw you, Eppie. So anyway, the producers.
Oh, Eugene got nightmares. Eugene can't sleep.
The producers have come out and said, yes, we still don't have a movie studio attached to this. They cut $45 to $50 million off of the budget for this movie. They're hoping someone's going to pick it up. Ron Howard's still attached to produce and direct. Javier Bardem is still attached to supposedly play the gunslinger. So Cyrus is the only other person on the panel that has read the Dark Tower series. What are your thoughts?
If it happens, HBO would be the only people that can pull this off, especially if you understand the material. I'm just very doubtful that this could even be done. I mean, if you know the story and you're familiar with what happens and the characters, yeah, it's going to be, I don't really see how it's possible. That's why it's never been done yet. If it is and it turns out to be good, it would be like a work of magic. Like, if they make the Dark Tower into a series, okay, movies, but let's talk about the series. If they make it into a series and it's good, whoever is responsible for that should go down as the greatest, you know, television, producer in the history of time. Because if you can pull that off and make it not suck as a TV show, good, you know, hand that person anything and they'll make it gold, because the complexity of what needs to happen is really difficult to get your mind wrapped around. Especially once you get through it all the way, Eugene, you'll know completely what I'm talking about, but you've already, I'm sure, got an idea of a lot of
it. I'm still trying to figure out how they would cut the seven books into, like, what would be, would they do, like, the first movie would be the first book. The TV series would be like, what, maybe books two and three, and then, but the problem is the way that book two or three ends and the way book four picks up, I don't know how the fuck they'll do it. It just.
I don't know. Okay. I don't even know. I wouldn't want to try to sort that shit out.
See, I would almost rather them say, look, we're just going to turn it into a TV series, period. Yeah. And just,
and because that's really. The movie, TV show combination doesn't seem to make sense to me, because I go, well, how do you know people are going to be able to see the movie and then see the show? And people see movies at different times. You know, do they see it in a theater? Do they got to see it on DVD? Or when's it going to get streamed? You know, are you going to put the movie on TV also? I mean, just do a TV series, you know, and good luck.
Because I mean, I have not been watching that Game of Thrones that you've fallen in love with, but everyone I know that everyone I know that's into Game of Thrones is like, you know, basically the first season was the first book. The second season, I'm sure, will be the second book. It's just they're doing a really good job adaptation of that, and we will stop talking about this and move on to another topic, because apparently
and, half of our panel is... See, that's why I don't read, because then you don't get your hopes up that they're going to turn something into a movie.
That's why you don't read.
That's why he doesn't read. Listen, guys, listen. The reason
it's not
I don't read.
The letters run together.
The reason I don't read.
I don't read.
I don't want my hopes dashed, okay? You motherfuckers are willing to put your heart out there. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Y'all call me dumb.
Well, that and all the time it takes to corral midgets in my closet.
Well, that's true, too. All right.
Ground midgets?
Corral midgets.
Oh, I was just picking you with a giant meat.
Yeah, he likes the little short, pudgy ones.
Get in there, boy! Pudge your meat!
Well, you know, if you cut them up to even smaller pieces, they do fit in the grinder quite nicely.
Who wants hamburgers tonight? Beef! It's what's for dinner!
You're nasty.
All right, moving on. The next story in the list, and this is just kind of a very short thing, but it's kind of... apropos, considering Rudy's on tonight.
Whoa.
What? What?
season three of The Walking Dead is a go. Episode 2 of The Walking Dead Season 2 lost about 20% viewers, but they're still up from last year. It regardless, even if they lost all of the viewers and we were back to the original numbers from last season, it's still a large base. It still has one of the biggest followings for a basic cable TV show. They've already signed a third season. I'm listening. A lot of people are saying, well, of course they're going to have a third season because the second season is moving so slow. And I'm like, you know what I have to say to that? Fuck you. It's called storytelling. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to watch The Walking Dead where they go, all right, well, the car's broke down. It's time to go do this. Now we're going to go over here. Then we're going to go over here. Let's check and see what's going on in that city. No, I don't want that. I want, oh, shit, do we stay here? Do we go over there? Do we have enough food? What are we going to do? I want the actual shit that would happen. Because that's how I feel in this, you know, I don't want to give anything away to anyone who's watching. I definitely don't want to give anything away to Rudy because I definitely won't even watch it. But
don't. I'll throw my headphones down.
It's just like, I don't want
what
them.
What happens
at
no.
Dude, when the zombie, when the aliens show up, it's the shit. No.
Oh.
Anyway.
Laser guns. Holy shit.
Yes. I don't know if you were on that episode, Rudy. The guy who does the show, Robert Kirkman, which, by the way, this guy, if you ever see an interview with him where he just gets to cut loose, you would look at this guy and go, you wrote The Walking Dead? Because he is the goofiest fucking bastard ever, man. He's hilarious. There's a podcast I follow called iFanboy, and every year they catch up with him at least once during the year at a Comic-Con. And basically, whenever they show up, he pretty much just takes the microphone away from them and talks the entire time. In fact, they call it the Robert Kirkman Show. It's hilarious. Like I said, go look for the Robert Kirkman Show, and you'll watch this episode, and you will laugh your ass off. He is so funny. And you're just like, wow, you did The Walking Dead. This is dark shit, man. But anyway.
Yeah, because it's pretty fucked up.
It is pretty fucked up. And the second season, yes, I guess you could say it's moving slowly, but it's exactly what I want. Oh, this is the show right now that I'm like, I cannot wait for Sundays. Cannot wait for Sundays.
And, you know, you bring up a good point. It is funny how comedians, if you meet them in person, are usually really dark and, you know, just nasty people who have a really bad, you know, attitude. And you find somebody who writes really dark and horrible shit, and they're funny and, you know, light and fun to be around and to talk to. That's interesting.
It's because he's thinking about your brain.
Yeah, no. Rudy, I don't know if you were on the episode whenever, because that's actually when I got started talking about Robert Kirkman. When he initially went into, I think, who is, it's not Marvel. I want to say it's Image. When he originally went into Image and started pitching them the idea for The Walking Dead, he's like, yeah, it's going to be this long, drawn-out series. There's no hope. There's no cure. It's basically just this long story of what people would do if they were really in this situation and everything else. He's like, and I could tell the executives were kind of starting to drone off and like, yeah, this ain't going to fly. And he goes, but then when the aliens show up, and literally they're like, really? And that's what got the book published, is because they're like, okay, so you're going to go through like two or three series and this is going to, oh, yeah, the aliens are coming. he's like on series 8 of the fucking book, dude. I'm like, that is awesome. So, yeah, so The Walking Dead definitely got picked up for a third season. So, I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. The second season is so fucking awesome.
Well, and I don't see why people left before the second episode. Second episode was so badass.
See, I love the second episode.
Careful.
A
dude,
lot of
it
people,
was fucking amazing. It blew my mind.
I think a lot of people, Jay, probably were, you know, their friends told them, dude, go watch the first episode. You're going to love it. It's awesome. And then they watched it and they're like, this is too fucking intense and or gory for me. I can't do this.
Since you watched it, anybody can.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh!
I haven't even been coming after you this episode, man.
My 3-year-old did lay down and watch it with me.
That was a direct slap to the testicles, Eugene.
That was.
I don't know if I'd take that.
Wow, really?
Don't.
It was what we call a bell ringer.
Oh no, he didn't.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Well, since Sai's in a talking mood, let's go ahead and move on to the next story. Nintendo sold a few 3DSs. How about 6.68 million 3DSs? The original DS sold less in the same time period, but at least it's, if nothing else, you can't say this thing's a failure because it sold as many 3DSs is they sold the original DS, and the original DS sold like mad cakes. It's reported. Now, here's the problem. This report that they said, yeah, we sold a bunch of 3DSs also comes on the heels of their annual report that they lost 70.2 billion yen, which is the equivalent of $924 million. Yeah. Now, Nintendo has said, well, of course, the Wii is not selling as well because everyone's waiting for the Wii U. They're saying that, you know, we had to cut back the price on the 3DS, and so, of course, we wouldn't have made as much money on the ones we sold. Yeah, what it boils down to is y'all just didn't, y'all, there are no games coming out for the Wii, so I don't see why anyone would buy a new one right now. The only game coming out is Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, and when that shit comes out, bye. That's what I'll be doing, because that's going to be so fucking awesome. But yeah, they've also said, you know, look, things are not that bad. We've got Super Mario 3D coming out. We've got the new Zelda coming out. We've got several games coming out on the 3DS. Everything's not that bad, guys. We're going to be fine. I still think they're going to be fine. It's definitely a rough spot. I mean, it's hard to report losing, you know, almost $1 trillion. I'm sorry, a billion, not a trillion. $1 billion.
Dude, I was like, a trillion? Yeah. Holy shit.
But,
Companies ran by Obama.
Boom. Anyway, so, but yeah, you know, almost $1 billion loss. That's, damn.
Those reports, I mean, but you gotta imagine also those reports, it's like, what does that really mean in the context of the business? Does it mean, okay, we lost this much in regards to how much we thought we would have made, or does it mean we lost that much as in we didn't make shit plus we lost that much? And that's not really what it means.
And that's actually a really good point.
As we thought.
Yes, and that's what it boils down to is we thought we were going to make this much, but we didn't.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard to stand back and say, okay, well, you know, like they're in trouble or even close to being in trouble. I don't buy it. I mean, not with the kind of numbers and sales that they're talking about. You know?
Well, this is all part of the plan. They knew this was going to happen. Your system shelf life, you know, is typically only, you know, 5 years at max.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
here we go.
So this is to be expected. This is what Nintendo. You know, that's why they've already got the Wii U coming. So
exactly, that's why you do it. And
of course, how many times have people already considered Nintendo to be out? Because I mean, after the N64, after the N64, they're like, well, they're done for, and then. You know, the GameCube didn't sell as well as they wanted it to, but it kept them alive. And they're like, well, the GameCube is pretty much their last console. And then they came out with the Wii and slaughtered everybody. So you got a point there, Luke. I'm sorry, you got a point there, Si.
I think the Wii U,
I'm going to tell you honestly. I'll be waiting overnight for that. I mean, I've already got my shit packed in my garage. Yeah, if I need to stand outside of a store, like I did with the Wii, I will do that. Wii U, I think it looks revolutionary. And
if I don't already have babies at that point, we'll be broadcasting. You were saying, Cyrus.
Yes, sorry, my fault. Go ahead,
Cyrus. I think right now there's a lot of skepticism about the Wii U, but I think that by the time Summer CES rolls around and Nintendo starts showing off their games for the Wii U, that demonstrate the new hardware and how it can be used and what they offer that nobody else does, I think that people's minds will start to change. Maybe mine. I may be in line with you, Rudy. I may be one of those people. Because I've already said I don't see myself getting another game console, but that's because right now I'm skeptical because I'm looking at hardware that looks impressive but similar to what I've already seen.
Yes.
And I haven't seen games yet. Once I see, you know, the next, you know, set of games, I may be blown away. And if that happens, I mean, that's what this is all about, games. And, you know, the hardware is hardware, but we still don't know the specs on the system itself. So like I said, skeptical.
At some point for me, hardware has gotten to be, you know, everybody's damn near on the same level, and it's really hard to get much better, you know, as far as, okay, can this system really outperform this one? Well, it's really kind of hard to say, because they're all so damn high level now. I don't think there's a big enough difference to say that this one is better than the other. It's like you said, it's all about games, and I guess I'm sold on the concept. It's kind of like I was with the Wii. You know, there was nothing like the Wii out there prior to it. I mean, I was sold on the concept of the Power Glove done right. I mean, literally, it was like a week before the Wii came out. I was like, yeah, I've seen enough. I'm ready to go get this thing. And, well, you know, it's kind of the same thing now. The concept looks amazing. It looks like there's so much they could do with this, whether or not they do or not. I don't know, but as for right now, I want to be a part of it, so anyhow, I'll be there. Bags are getting packed. I'll have my lawn chairs.
Well, anyone want to add anything to that before we get to... I'm sorry, go on.
No, I think we need our own indie game. The group therapy indie game. Put it on Xbox Marketplace.
Sure, you go ahead and start working on the programming on that. And
what would that be? A bunch of people that have jobs doing completely different things all across the country. We get together one day a week and stumble through a show.
Actually, yeah. See, I'm thinking it would be either it's just going to be a cheesy knockoff of a fighting game where it's just us, you know, just our avatars on there fighting each other, or it's an epic role playing game where some shit happens like the zombie apocalypse or something, and you start off as like one of us and you have to go around, you have to collect the other members of the group, and then you have to go save the world or something. So. Kind of Final Fantasy, but without the emo 13-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
Personally, I would like to just buy the rights and see my face and Sai's face pasted on the bodies of Billy Lee and Jimmy Lee from Double Dragon.
And see, that's what I was thinking. It could be a Double Dragon type game, and
that would be great.
Or like the original Ninja Turtle game where you could
go between the board. Jay busts through the walls.
A bubble. Yeah.
A bubble.
Got her own special power.
J-Bubble.
Oh, man.
There's Eugene at the end with the machine gun.
Yes. Damn it! Give me another quarter! Fuck, Optimus took me down again! Sorry.
Really? Fuck y'all.
Every time he shoots you, like his head turns toward the camera with that big smile.
Yeah.
We could even make Conan the boss.
That would be awesome.
Conan. Meow. Meow.
See, even if it was a Final Fantasy game, I could have Conan, he'd be like on my shoulder or whatever, and that'd be like one of my attacks. I just go like that and he like goes out and attacks, comes back. So anyway. That would be awesome. So the final story for the week. Sony. How you love to screw your customers. So last week we reported, or I think it was the week before. No, it was last week. Last week we reported that the prices for the PlayStation Vita were coming out, okay? The prices for the PlayStation Vita were $249 for the Wi-Fi only version and $299 for the 3G version. Okay. Now, of course, with a new console, you have to buy new software. So that's understandable. You have to buy at least one game. So everybody was expecting on buying at least one game. What they weren't expecting was you're going to have to buy a memory card for this thing. So the system doesn't come with a memory card. And it was...
What? It doesn't have an 8-gig internal hard drive like everybody's been saying all over the internet?
No, it does not. In fact, it has no hard drive in it.
What?
Here's where the funny thing comes in, Cyrus. A couple of websites released the information this week that the game saves are not stored on the game itself. So, you have a 3DS, and I still have a Nintendo, you know, a DS Lite, and all I have to do is put that little cartridge in, and it saves all my games on that little cartridge. But apparently, this thing's too advanced for that. Oh, no. You have to have a memory card to save your games. Here's where it gets even better. They haven't released what names, but some games won't even boot up unless you have a memory card in the system.
Ooh.
Here's where it gets even better. It's not a standard memory card. You have to buy the one from Sony. 4 gigabytes for $29. 4 gigs for $29.
That's,
Shatty.
32 gigs for $125. So that means, yes, 32 gigs for $125.
Isn't that half the price of the system?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's a very good point, Rudy.
So a 50% increase.
Okay,
for
so,
memory worth of shit.
So here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Whenever those fanboys you were talking to show up to go get their PlayStation Vita, Cyrus, at minimum, at bare minimum, to walk out of that store and be able to play a game, it's going to cost them $249 for the Wi-Fi-only version, plus another $29 for the 4-gigabyte memory card, plus $39 for at least one game. So a grand total, at the cheapest, walking out of the store is $320.
So basically, Si, wow, for every one's ass that you whip, they're $320 ahead. For everyone you can punk out of his money, $320 ahead. You can make a smooth grand in about three heads.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just
let me compare and contrast this.
We're talking about $1,000 too before.
Well, let me compare and contrast this. I could go in and for $320 buy a PlayStation Vita with all the stuff that I need to play it, or for $20 less, I could buy a brand new, I think it's the 250 gig PlayStation 3 with Uncharted 3 for $300.
Wow, that's,
why would you want to do that?
I'd rather do that than buy that fucking Vita.
Well, no, why would you want to buy Sony?
Considering that you can only really play the games over your Wi-Fi anyway, which means you're going to be playing at your house, why would you buy a Vita? I mean, what? It's less powerful and more than a PS3? And no Blu-ray, and no super powerful hardware, and, mm-hmm, you know, what the fuck?
Yes.
Why would you do this?
It's light.
So you could buy, let's see some other things you could buy. You could buy a Nintendo DS and five or six games for the same amount.
They got some used games cheap, too.
You could buy a PlayStation 3 and buy a couple of games. You could at least buy a PlayStation 3 and a full game, like a brand new game. You know what I'm saying?
This is. No, I like the first. I like your first term, full game. It would be.
Anyway, so, yeah. I'm kind of with Rudy. It might be valuable to show up just to knock up these kids.
Knock out.
Whoa.
What the fuck are you planning on doing with them?
Fuck y'all.
God, dang.
Wow.
I'm going to pull these goggles down and do something.
How about rough up? It'd be a good idea to show up and rough up these kids for their money, because obviously if they know what they're doing, they're going to be carrying $320 with them.
So I was starting to unbutton in his shirt. Keep it straight from knock up to seduce.
Guess what? He's like, we ain't just having twins.
Oh, shit.
There's going to be a whole bunch of little me's around.
That's oh, my God. Play. Anyway.
They all playing Vitas.
So thoughts on this one, gentlemen. Is this not the most ridiculous damn thing?
I can't wait for the launch. I'm going to have such a good time.
When does it launch?
I'm going down with my camera.
When does it launch again? Because I'm almost thinking, I'm thinking I may have to go too. That might be too much fun. To show up, just be like, we're streaming live.
Go down with my camera.
Bring a paper that has all the facts on it. And actually bring it to people's attention before they buy it to see how many people get out of line.
I don't want to do anything confrontational. I just want to record them talking about their Vita and what they think is going to happen. That's all I want. And I'll do it all. I'll record them in 3D on my 3DS.
It would be classic for you to go with a list of serious questions that expose their ignorance. You know what I'm saying?
But don't be a jerk about it. Like, show up and be like,
no,
so
like,
you're getting
show
a PlayStation?
Up like, completely serious. Like, you're like a, like, you know, you're reporting from this website. You're thrilled to shit about this launch and see how enthusiastic you can catch some of these bastards.
So you're buying a PlayStation Vita. Yep. All right. What games are you going to get? Okay. So which memory card are you going to get? Well, you know you have to have the memory card to play the game, right? What?
No, I'm not even talking about that.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about like get them to show their enthusiasm and how excited they are about this shit. You know, make them feel great about it.
So basically, just be a giant douchebag is what you're saying.
Be a solid douchebag. Side be so good at this.
It'd be awesome. I just ask them things like, so how excited are you about playing the Vita? And like, do you own a PlayStation 3 also? Wow. So are you going to be playing with your friends on your Vita? You know, having a good time doing that? Awesome. You know, great. All right, man. You know, go to the next guy, you know. So how many guys do you know that are getting Vitas, you know? All right, y'all are going to be playing together online. That's great. You know, what are you going to do, watch movies on it? That's pretty cool, right? What do you think about that back touch sensitivity thing, whatever the fuck that is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. It's going to make games so much better. It's going to be hard not to laugh while I'm doing it.
You know, Nintendo would have never fucking thought of that. Who else? I mean, come on. Stupid Nintendo. Why would I want to wave something at the screen? Of course I want to touch the back of the controller while I'm playing. This makes sense, man. Stupid! That's when you have the little Asian guy run out from UHF and just go, stupid! You're so stupid!
Surprise!
Jeez.
Oh, yes. Man.
Well, that should be fun for everyone.
I just don't understand. Why do you want this thing? I mean, okay. You had a PSP. You had a PSP Go. They sucked. But this one's going to be so much better.
You know. Don't know what to say.
Uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
What game is it that is selling this thing? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
that's a good question. You know what? Let me just go over to let's see here. BestBuy.com. Fuck, wrong keyboard. Damn.
Dumbass. Mm.
Go to BestBuy.com. And we'll look up the PlayStation Vita, and we'll see what game they're trying to pimp out that people are going to want for this system. So, products, we have video games, we have PlayStation Vita. So let's see what game's coming out on this thing that everyone's going to want. I see the Vita.
21 and a third.
I see the Vita. That's interesting.
Vita Sports?
All I see is the Vita. I don't see any games listed, and I'm not shitting you at all. I'm on the Best Buy website. And you know how, like, when you click on, the 360, and it lists, you know, the new games that are coming out of the PlayStation, list and what new games? All it says is available February 22nd. And it lists the Wi-Fi version or the 3G version. And that's it. It lists no games for this fucking system. Wow.
The only game that I know for a fact is actually coming out is one that they're going to be releasing with a bundle pack that you can get if you can get the system like a week early if you get this bundle pack.
Yes, I heard about that.
And this looks like the stupidest fucking game ever made for anything ever in the history of gaming.
Okay, so we have to bring this up. Several specific retailers are offering a bundle so that you can get the system a week early. Now, here's the thing. Here's where it gets good, people. Listen up. You can get your PlayStation Vita a week before everyone else. And this game. And it costs more money than it normally would. So for an additional, I think it's like $40, you get to get your PlayStation Vita before everyone else. Which means the entire week that you spent $40 for, you won't be able to play with anyone else because no one else will have it. And the games won't even be out yet.
And the only game you'll be able to play is this fucking black hole of entertainment that they've decided to include as the bundle.
Who thought this was a good idea? We're going to give you a video game system that there won't be any games early, and you're going to pay us $40 for the privilege to play it early. Fuck you!
Will the memory cards be available, or does it?
Probably not. I'm sure GameStop and Walmart and everyone else, unless they break release date, won't be able to put out their merchandise. They'll just be able to clear office section saying coming soon. You know how that works,
so
right?
So anywhere outside of Indiana, we won't be able to get it. <what you're saying.
laughs> Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody's going to show up at Jay's work. Hey, you don't have to be there. Oh, yeah, here you go. No problem. Don't worry.
We don't sell Sony products at my work.
Uh-oh. All right.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I almost forgot about that. Because when I heard about that, I'm like, are you serious? Really? $40 to get it early and not have any games to play. That's an awesome deal. That's a great deal.
For Sony, it's a hell of a deal.
I just marvel at this. Like, man, these game like fanatics that are like just so into this, they believe weird shit about the Vita. They think it's, you know, they think it's like as powerful, and some of them think it's more powerful than the PS3.
Than the PlayStation 3, yeah.
Yeah. And they think weird shit. You know, they're like, you listen to them talk, and the way they talk, it's like, it's got an HD screen that's better than any screen out there, and da-da-da-da-da, and all this kind of, you know, the dual analog, and you'll be able to play with your Vita as a controller on your PS3, and it'll, you know, games from the PS3 will run on the Vita, and you're like, what the fuck are you people smoking?
Well, Uncharted is listed as a launch game.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And Hot Shots Golf and Wipeout and...
Oh, okay. So, now which Uncharted is this? Is this the first one or the third one?
It says Golden Abyss, so I guess it's this.
Then it's a separate one. It's a separate one because...
Oh, they got a pool game called Hustle Kings coming out.
That's worth $300.
Big Planet again.
There's a Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3, I think.
How much are these games going to cost?
From what I was seeing online, about $40.
$40.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be so awesome. You know what's going to be great is I'm not going to fuck with these kids, and they're going to say the craziest shit you've ever heard, and it's going to make the best video ever.
You know, you should take your time posting the video. Like, literally, you should have them quoting stuff that they honestly believe and then just, like, freeze frame and actually put the actual information up on the bottom of the screen. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. You could just ask them, hey, what do you think is going to be the best feature?
Bang. Yeah, there you go.
A shit ton of ignorant-ass responses.
I could feed them false information, too. I could be like...
And see which one's heard it?
Yeah.
Hey, it has wings. Did you hear that shit? It has fucking pink wings that come out of it.
Hey, it'll cure cancer. You hold it to you.
I mean, you can't fucking drop the thing. It'll never break. Pink fucking wings. I swear to you.
Anyhow. You could play it in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. The thing's waterproof.
It floats and waterproof. Try it tonight.
You know, you can use it like a cell phone. You know that, right?
Skype, dude.
Hey,
Skype all over this bitch.
Have you already got your username and password for the App Store?
It's the PlayStation.
We've got plenty of time to work on this. We will have to work up stuff. This could be epic. All right, let's go ahead and wrap up the show, gentlemen. Let's see what's coming out this week. We have tomorrow we have Dawn of Twilight, Episode 7, Broken Memories. Monday, of course, is the edited version of the show. Tuesday, we'll have the Ducky's review of Cars 2 and my review, a video review of Source Code. Wednesday, you'll have a video review from me for the Season of the Witch. Thursday, you'll have another video review from me. Right there, of Eyes of the Dragon. And then Friday, we'll have an article from Ian, which, of course, last time I said, oh, Ian's always good for a video game review. And then he did something TV or movie. I'm just like, you did that on purpose, you bastard. But, I'm sure we'll have a good review from him on Friday.
We're working on getting Ian set up for a video too. So,
okay. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. By the way, you know how Si, I guess maybe you should look at the reviews I've done. because they seem to take longer than my written reviews. I'm just saying. Maybe it's because I don't have a good workflow going. Maybe I'm putting too much work into them. I don't know. Did y'all watch my review for NBA Jam on Fire Edition?
You did a review not yet.
I hate y'all. I hate all of y'all. All right. Make sure to go to the website and check out our Cafe Press store. You can buy a wonderful shirt or mug or something else with one of our awesome logos on it. Hit us up on iTunes and write us a review, because it definitely helps us get the word out there, get more people watching the show. You can watch the show on YouTube. In fact, that's how I've been posting the links now. So tell people, hey, go check us out on YouTube. Watch the show. Watch our video reviews and everything else. Watch Dawn of Twilight. You can friend us on Facebook. You can check us out on iTunes. What was that sound? Was that you, Rudy?
I think I hit my mic.
Okay, I think you did. It just sounded weird. Sorry. I think that's pretty much it for the show, gentlemen. Anything else anyone want to add on? Oh, there is one other thing I want to add before we go. One story we did not cover that I've been hearing just a little bit about. Have y'all heard about this Xbox 360 FIFA 2010-2011 hacking?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, supposedly there's a small group of people who are claiming that their Xbox Live account's being hacked. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Someone is hacking their account and using either putting money on their account or using the money they've already got and going into the App Store, into the Xbox Live, buying stuff for FIFA 2010 or 2011 and then playing the game using their username. And that's it. That's what's happening. Supposedly this is a growing number of people, but I really haven't heard anything about it. And I mean, what? Why the fuck would you hack someone's account and then play as them or put money on their account to buy stuff as them?
Yeah, the second part makes no sense, but I guess I could see hacking into somebody's account, basically just stealing somebody's username and password to play shit. But still, I mean, that would be the only thing.
I think this only affects me on the site, though.
No, that's the thing.
It's
affected people that don't even own the fucking game. Like, all of a sudden they'll look at their gamer stuff, their gamer score, and it'll be like, most recent game played, and it's like, I don't even fucking own FIFA. So, the bottom line is, if this does actually become a big hacking story for the Xbox 360 accounts, we will report it on the site. We all have an account. We all pay for it. We're going to hold Microsoft to a high level, to a high standard because we pay for this shit. But just in case, not that we have that many people listening or watching the show, but if you're like, well, they're always reporting Sony's getting hacked. They're not reporting Microsoft's getting hacked. You know what? When Microsoft gets an official hack, believe me, we'll be talking about it. This is, I don't know even what the fuck this is. I don't even know why I brought it up at this point. All right. You can follow the official Twitter feed at One Man Asylum. You can find us at Facebook at One Man Asylum. To follow our individual wacky adventures, you can find me at Optimus Machine, at Cyrus Martin, at J Red Devil, and at Stevens B29. For all the guys on Group Therapy and One Man Asylum, have a good night. Did you see Rudy's pumpkin that he carved?
What was his? What was your? The
Elmo.
Elmo. I did see that, yeah. That would have been great.
He stood in the kitchen for about an hour. Smile, Elmo! Smile, Elmo!
gets fucking pissed.
I said smile.
I know, right? That or I thought he was going to run. I thought you were going to tell me he was running into the living room. Elmo on fire! Elmo on fire!
No, he got pissed when I blew him out. He said, turn Elmo on! Elmo on! Elmo on!
You wake up in the middle of the night, he's standing over you with a butcher knife.
You kill Elmo.
Flaming Elmo.
That would have been a different ending for the Sleepy Hollow is if there was a Elmo carved on the pumpkin that he as it's flaming towards you, it's going
throws it, fucking wax and shit, just burns all over your feet like, oh, fire.
Jeez, and the whole time it's doing the Elmo laugh. That'd be awesome.
You're gonna die.
Can't do that. That's sacrilegious. You shouldn't do that.
That's awesome.
Well, wrong, Rudy. You don't like that? Oh, Rudy don't like that. You're not going to like it when I open up your insides and pull out your intestines.
That should be the next one you carve, is Zombie Elmo. That would be awesome.
Elmo like intestines. There's a good show name.
Actually, it's not bad. You know what? That may end up being the show title. Hold on.
That'd be a good t-shirt. Elmo likes fucking intestines. Zombified chewing on some guys.
That would be an awesome t-shirt. Elmo likes intestines.
Like, not like.
Like, yes. Yeah, likes would be too. Elmo like intestines. Shit. I'm pretty sure Elmo's copyrighted, but this would still be pretty funny.
Oh, there you go, Eugene.
What?
Star Wars Trooper Wall Art Sticker Baby Room. It looks like the Lego Stormtroopers.
Oh, okay.
The big stickers
cool.
You stick on the baby room.
That's cool.
Speaking of Legos, did y'all see that giant Lego man that supposedly washed up on the beach in California or someplace?
No.
No.
Didn't see the story about that?
No, I didn't.
I think it's some kind of publicity stunt, but supposedly there's this giant Lego man that washed up on the beach, and he's like huge. He's like 6 feet tall.
I don't see how a Lego man would stay intact in the water.
Look it up.
If it's large and plastic, though, it should be fine. I wonder if someone like stole one from Legoland and was just like, dude, what are we going to do with this shit?
I don't know.
It turns out there's actually a sad angle to the story. You know, you're like, a Lego man washed up on the beach in Santa Monica today. It's about 6 feet tall and very colorful. The two guys who were trying to ride it to freedom, unfortunately, died while they were in there.
Yeah.
Too dark? Sorry.
That ain't newsworthy.
You can go even darker. A giant 6 foot Elmo man washed up on the beach in Santa Cruz. Unfortunately, a six-year-old child was trying to move it, and it fell on top of him, and he suffocated before an adult could reach him. That's horrible.
You're both sick.
Anyone else want to try to go take a
darker
stab
than
at
that?
It?
Anybody got something darker than that?
Come on, Jay. Okay. You know you've got something.
I got it.
Okay.
This is even worse. Six-foot tall Elmo man appeared on a beach in Santa Monica when a group of young men tried to move it. It became obvious that it was actually a man inside a suit who then accosted the young man. You know what? It was an elaborate trap set by a pedophile.
Where did that Lego piece come from?
I don't remember that one. No, mommy, no.
Talk about trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Oh, that's gross.
Sorry, I had to go there.
That was pretty epic, though. That was actually horrifying, but epic.
Yes. All right.
You know, whenever they took the nerve out of my elbow, it wasn't as bad because at least, you know, the cast went from my armpit to my wrist and I couldn't move my elbow at all, but. You know, this, whenever you go to lay down, you just feel like gravity want to take your, even with the sling on, take your shoulder where it don't want to go.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, you're a pooper.
Yeah, I feel gravity a lot.
it's really not a very nice term, but our head soccer coach is also our head cross country coach. He has like 45 boys that run cross country, and there's a small group of them that are, they're not the prototypical cross country kid. They're not the ones that run around looking like E.T. They have a little weight on them. Some of them are just a little bit, you know, chubby, but they're still runners. And he calls them the Friends of Gravity. I think they even had shirts made. We are Friends of Gravity.
300-pound cross country runner.
Nah, you know, they're still like 150 pounds or less. But,
300 pounds.
But they're much, you know, much larger than the, you know, the 110s that run around and do that.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Coach, get him, Hoss, get him.
Tackle his ass.
He has him fall at a strategic place in the chorus just to trip the other team.
Tackle one of the smaller ones and bite him.
Get him off! Okay, is that going to be the title for the show? Is Rur? And if so, how do I spell that?
I don't know if you can.